This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin was recently questioned at a Senate confirmation hearing for the post of EPA Administrator. At the hearing, Zeldin vowed to provide more clarity on WOTUS rules, timeliness on renewable volume targets, and cooperation with USDA. We will hear more from Lee Zeldin next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Former Congressman Lee Zeldin recently questioned at a Senate confirmation hearing for EPA Administrator. Zeldin concurred with North Dakota's Kevin Kramer that the Supreme Court provided a clear definition of a water of the U.S. in the Sackett decision. He also was asked about any future WOTUS rules from USDA.
It is important that when you're going back to your home state and you're speaking to your farmers, that you are able to, with confidence, be able to explain to them that the federal government is doing our part so that they can define what waters of the U.S. are without them having to go hire an attorney or someone else, pay a lot of money to ensure compliance.
Nebraska's Pete Ricketts questioned Zeldin on renewable volume obligation rules, which have previously been notorious for delays.
Congressman Zeldin, do you commit to give producers and the industry certainty in the marketplace deserves? Give them the certainty by following the law as it relates to the timely and appropriate RVO rulemakings?
Yes, Senator.
Zeldin alluded to President-elect Trump's past support for E15, but did not speak in absolute terms about year-round nationwide sales of E15.
As far as establishing certainty, hopefully this is something that Congress is able to resolve to the extent that you're relying on the EPA to establish that certainty. I look forward to being able to do my part.
Ag Chair John Bozeman asked Zeldin if he'd work closely with USDA on predictable, science-based, and timely pesticide rules.
That must be our goal. That should be the relationship between all agencies, including the interaction between the EPA and the USDA.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.